This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Our main man, South Sac's finest, Eddie Gonzalez.
Just continue the conversation because I want to know what Eddie was going to say.
Let me lay it out. We were talking about J. Cole, and you know, he had a little.
I can make it easy for everybody. KC hates Kendrick. It appears that Eddie hates J. Cole. So let's get to the bottom of this quick. And I hate Drake, so this is perfect. We're all here together.
Where did you do that? Okay, get my arm right.
So, okay.
I love J. Cole. I know a little bit too much about this scenario, but I did hear, I don't think this is a big secret either. It's kind of like been speculated. Mm-hmm. But part of this is J. Cole has some records with Kendrick. Mm. He's just waiting to give us. And if you recall, they've never went bar for bar on a record. All the records they had, it's been a hook, it's been this and it's that. They swapped rapping on each other's beats, but they've never had the whole 32 from you, 32 from me that Drake and Cole just did twice. So That's part of it. I think that's a hanging thread here. But he tried to keep the peace in a genre where I grew up and we don't keep the peace. And now all this, all blood being shed, on them dudes is all just rapping. Like,
who?
Somebody
came out. Who was that? I think he's a rapper. I really don't even know who the dude was, but he's Kendrick's cousin or whatever. And he was basically saying that he's like, man, it's all just entertainment or whatever. It's all a big deal.
Drake liked the song. Like, he liked the post with the song. And so, like, I don't think it's no, like, real animosity. Well, I won't speak for Kendrick because he's in, like, yeah, a little animosity. But I don't think there's no real animosity. It's just for sport. But all them dudes just going to keep being successful and making money and being the guys. So It kind of don't matter. But I get what Cole's saying a little bit. But again, the sport of rap in me is like, yo, Nas and Jay pieced it up like 2 years later. It's fine. Like, we could squabble a little bit and then go, you know?
I don't know if Drake and Kendrick going to piece it up.
Oh, I don't see that. I mean, that's one of them things, too, where it's like them two, like Aubrey and Kendrick Duckworth might. But like the homies around them are like, I need a little smoke here. So you know how that goes. You get a little too many people in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Dame, your thoughts? You just out here. Like, your thoughts, Dame?
Yeah. What is this?
On whether they piece it up? Oh, I mean, this is hip hop. It's whatever. Like I always like, you know, we all talk about like, oh, Kendrick hates Drake. Kendrick hates Drake. Well, like, Kendrick was the one who said it's a friendly fade. You should keep it that way. He was the one who had the line about there's three goats left and I see them to him kissing, hugging on stage. You know, he was the one who uttered all of those lines. So, you know, he was a little venomous with some of his rhymes, but in the end, Pac dropped Hit Him Up, but the thing behind the scenes was always Pac was trying to make money somehow.
Yeah, if you believe Valletta, the message was always, I'm just trying to sell these records. And he went to Big's mama and said,
Big is mine. Yeah.
So I think it went a little far with Kendrick in a sense, like when he put Not Like Us out, that's a different language now. That's a little bit different than what it was before. But I don't know. Honestly, we're rehashing the old convo, but like I always thought Drake's beef was with everybody else, basically. It was like, okay, I'll fight Kendrick because I have to, but Ross and Weeknd and Future and Metro, like, I'm really upset with y'all. Like, I thought you guys were my friends. So that seems like to be what it still is now.
I tell Damien this all the time, man. I get sad when I hear some of these collabs from these guys, like Drake and Future, Drake and Rick, Drake and Kendrick, and all this other stuff. It's like, damn, like, these dudes make classic music together, and it's just all gone. Like, on, or it's not the music, but like the prospect of it ever happening again is all gone. I heard we was playing on 102.5 the other day. I think Complex was mixing it, but Drake and Rihanna, they gave us like three classics. We ain't never gonna see them two making music again. And I'm like, damn, like, I guess you could be happy for the music that you got to hear, but and not trip off the music that will never happen. But that's what always trips me out is like, man, these dudes made classic. They made songs that were soundtracks for an era, basically. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, that ain't happening no more.
Drake and Jay is the one I wonder. Like, I kind of wish they'd make another song. It don't feel like they will anytime soon.
That might be.
It's not like we got a bunch of Drake and Kendrick records, but we're really never getting that joint now. So.
And Drake and Jay might be kind of bubbling under the surface.
Yeah, the Super Bowl and all the rumors come out and all that stuff, and who knows? Man. But they've been at it before, and according to them, they laughed about it. They made more records. It's whatever.
All these people laugh about it and make millions of dollars. That's what they all do.
It's no different. It's no different than sports. Eddie was laughing at KC. KC, for those on the radio, got his 49ers hat on. He got his 49ers hoodie on. And Eddie was laughing at him. And Eddie said, you can't even be proud of that game last night, which is going to rehash.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. We fighting.
I was going to say, that's going to rehash a whole conversation. But this whole thing about how, like, fans see sport versus how players see sport is no different than the music thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I get
cussed out all the time because I'm like, oh, it's just not that deep to me anymore. I know I sound like a prude, but it's like I've watched dudes lose to game winners and go to the club with the dudes who hit the shot. Like,
that's right.
Once you see enough of that, it's like, and again, it's not that the games don't matter to them dudes and they're playing hard, but they've learned to compartmentalize it, you know?
Like, when you realize as a fan you care more than they do,
that's exactly what it is.
You start to watch the game a little bit differently, or maybe digest the game a little bit differently.
Yeah, and like Casey, you know, as a sports parent, y'all play and go to so many games. Mm-hmm. They all just blur after a while.
Oh yeah,
like it's like obviously you care, and especially when you're a little kid, like you definitely care. But even as dad, like you're like, I can't get too wrapped over this. We're going to do another tournament next week. Right. Probably win another medal. You know what I mean? So imagine that times 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, dog, we flying to Miami tomorrow. Like, it is what it is.
That's what they do. It's a visual, but this when they're center court. And Tiger, we going to Tiger, right? Tiger, yeah. Tiger, I'll see you there in a second.
it's funny, like, I feel like the leagues are a little more separated than people think. A lot of times these dudes only see each other literally when they play each other, and that's when they get to catch up or in the same city or whatever. But at the same time, yeah, some of that animosity is just not there anymore. We grew up on that, so it's like, oh, you kind of wish that was there. Mm-hmm. But I hate the idea that means they're not playing as hard. Yeah, they're playing hard, too. Like, they're still out there to get it.
Yeah.
It cracked me up the other day in the Kings game. It was Kings-Warriors, and Buddy was doing the thing where he was talking to somebody and he was covering his mouth. And it's like, Buddy, no one can understand what you're saying. You're my hand ain't in front of you. What are you doing? You could just talk normal and ain't nobody going to be able to figure out what you're saying.
Yo, that always killed me in baseball, too, because it's like, you think the dugouts over there are going, oh, he's saying hi and outside. I can see it. Like,
you know the story. You know how that started. 1989 NLCS, they go to the mound. And I think Greg Maddux was the pitcher. and they don't do anything. They're just talking. And whether it's true or not, Will Smith is on deck and he's about to go up to the plate. And he said he read Maddox's lips. He said, we're going for a fastball. And he hits a grand slam. And they say that's when, because he was so boisterous after the game. So, yeah, I read his lips. I saw exactly what he was going to throw me. And I took it out into the right field seats. And after that, that's when they started covering their mouth and all that. That's the
– What else? You was on deck and you see the pitcher say fastball. Great job.
I know I couldn't. I know I couldn't see it. I know that much. I don't know what kind of super senses these guys have, but I couldn't see it.
Who brought it to basketball? Was it Bron? Brought that? When Bron was the one. Who
Bron and D Wade, you know they Tiger. With Tiger, big dog. No, I got to check with Savannah, but no, she's going over there.
Oh, you're crazy. That's not what LeBron was saying. LeBron was saying, "Get your ass here next year, man. We're gonna go win."
And Jaylen Brown learned the hard way. Like, I got to keep doing it, even in summer league. You can't even
stay
on the sideline and not do it. So
now, apparently, I said Will Smith. Obviously, I meant Will Clark, but Will Smith might have done it too. I don't know.
I'm sitting there like, what Will Smith? Like,
I was like, how many players named Will Smith are there?
Will Clark was the one. The thrill, man. Come on, stop playing with us out here. So NBA season is here. Oh no, that's what I wanted to ask you first. You're in New York City. The Yankees are going to the ALCS. The Mets are going to the NLCS. And the Liberty are in the WNBA finals. Mm. It's going crazy in New York right now, huh?
It's on fire. You know, like, I kind of paint the picture. Like, sometimes you get on the train and there's a game, like, it's 100,000 people in there. Like, Yankee fans getting ready to go to the Bronx, stuff like that. That happened to me last week. It was like they was getting ready for the game. Or even, like, the Mets are playing out of town and it's hella Mets fans on the train because they're going to bars and stuff. They're about to go kick it. So it's like, it's definitely an energy in the city. You could feel it when the sports teams are thriving. I think the Liberty is, like, you know, running it right now.
I was about to ask you, like, are they everybody's kind of focused right now? Obviously, you got the Yankees and the Mets. That's baseball in New York. But it seemed like New York City loves the Liberty.
They love the Liberty. And it's funny because the Nets are kind of like the stepchild at that same building. But the Liberty are embraced as the New York Liberty, and they had their own energy. And they've had that for a few years now. So it's exciting to see that. But shout out to Nafisa Sakaria, my girl Fee. Legendary night last night. Her and Courtney Williams, like, legendary night for them. And it's like, you know, I tapped in with her after. I've been hitting her during the playoffs. Like, yo, keep going. A couple more wins, blah, blah, blah. People forget she just had a baby a couple years ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. And she bounced right back and is right back at it and looking like the best player in the world. And you hit a shot like you hit last night, overtime on the road in the finals. You know, she put the picture up on IG today. Like, that's the type of stuff. Like, that lives on forever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and the picture looked like the Jordan last shot joint. Like, she, you know, pulling up mid-range over Jonquil, bigger than her, longer arms, drained it. one of the best games I've seen in a long time, period. Either league, any basketball, period. So shout out to everybody on the court. Sabrina, my girl Sabrina, has some big shots late. Jonquil Jones, 5 points overtime. Just, you know, overtime in the finals. You can't hit that.
They made Sabrina work.
Oh, my.
Sabrina took like 26 shots last night to get those 19. I think she had 18 or 19.
Yeah, she, you know, she's up and down like that sometimes, but her game has evolved so much. The way she's added the floater, added the mid-range, and what she does, like, upward trajectory for her. And it's, you know, if you, people forget, she missed her whole rookie year. It was in the bubble. She turned her ankle immediately. Mm-hmm. She didn't have a couple off seasons for a while, and now she's finally getting to grow her game, and she looking like, you know, she's an MVP candidate this year. It's hard to win an MVP with Asia Wilson in the league as well, but, you know, who knows what next year looks like if she gets even better.
So, like, yesterday, I think it was yesterday, maybe even on Wednesday, people, you know, I was saying Liberty going to win or whatever the case may be, and they're just on a mission, and they still might. I'm still picking them. Nothing has changed. But one of the things people were saying was, they're like, oh, yeah, Elaine's going to have Sabrina in cuffs. They're going to have her struggling. I was like, nah, y'all bugging. Sabrina about to go to work. Game one, I ain't going to say they had her on lock, but they make her work.
They frustrated her.
Yeah. And that's a continuation of what they did in the regular season. And I don't know. They may have a blueprint to, at the very least, just making things difficult for her.
Yeah, and you can see the Liberty were trying to counter that. They're trying to rely on Stewie a lot. She had her own issues last night as well, dealing with Fee. Jonquil had a great game. But, you know, their dribble drive game for the Liberty is huge for them. It gets the ball moving, gets the defense rotating. And that all relies on Sabrina. Now, all that said, for the tougher game that she had, she was 8 of 26. Stewie was 6 of 21. They lost by 2 points in overtime and missed the layup. You know what I mean? So it's like they had to have a miraculous 18-2 run to be a game. Now, credit to the Lynx, obviously. But if you're the Liberty, you feel like, hey, we can turn this around. We can handle this, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the Lynx can feel the same way though. Like, mm-hmm. hey, we have the formula. We've shown now in five games through this season, we could beat them. Yeah. We can't get off the starts like that. Mm-hmm. And I think weird. Both teams probably feel pretty good about where they're at going into game two with no one overreacting either way, but both teams got to feel really good about the position they're in. Minnesota might feel a little bit better because they just won a game on the road, but New York should still feel pretty confident about where they're at.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great series. I went into it thinking, oh, quick work for the Liberty, but, you know, that Lynx team ain't no joke, man. Mm-hmm. And they got what I think is the best player in the series and maybe the best player in the world. I know it's a little controversial these days, but
got one of the best coaches in the game too.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, they if they start bombing from three, it's a whole different team. It's a whole different thing. So I'm excited to watch these games, man. I know people complaining like, oh, they're dealing with football and all this stuff. Like, but like, I'll make time to watch these games. I'm excited to watch these guys.
For sure. Yeah. NBA preseason is here. What do you look at in the preseason? I mean, it's the NBA preseason is, I've always, I shouldn't say always, but I just kind of realized it's obviously different than NFL preseason where the best players don't play at all. Like, and the coach is like, nope, we're not playing, it don't matter. Whereas in the NBA, like, you see your guys playing 25 minutes or something like that as the preseason goes along. Is there anything that you take away from preseason basketball at all? Outside of the Suns running a three-man weave in the middle of the game?
I think for me, it's seeing how teams integrate new pieces. And to talk about the hometown team, watch DeMar work off the handoff, so it's a bonus. And even doing that at the elbow and finding his space to get his buckets, like that little stuff, you kind of get little hints at how they want to utilize things because they're practicing. Like in a fanciest, shiniest way possible, they're practicing things they're going to utilize in the season. So it's that for me. I think rotations and stuff like that. You watch like the Lakers and you're curious, are they going to play Bronny? When does he come in? And I think, you know, there's, we call it nepotism or whatever, but like he's going to get a chance to play with his dad in some way, shape, or form and then make his way to the G. But you look at like Dalton Connect, how often is he coming in? They got a lot of guards there. Is Max Christie playing more? On and on and on. And then, you know, for me, I'm obviously watching the Suns too, and it's the same thing. Who's coming off the bench? How are they using their rookies? Who are they giving time to? Things of that nature. And you know, the Suns are shooting threes way more than they shot last year. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's clearly an emphasis, stuff like that. Those are the things I look for. I think you get a little more energy and from especially in the beginning of the games, as those guys are kind of into it and they're seeing guys they recognize. But you get to that third, fourth quarter, it's like, all right, you know, we're watching the youngins now at this point.
Right.
Is there a team that you're outside of Phoenix and Sacramento, obviously, is there a team that you're that you've got a curious eye on?
I think Minnesota and Memphis. I'm watching both of them just like for entertainment value. Like, I want to see how good they're going to be. Obviously, and I think they're both contenders, but, you know, them two young bucks they got over there with Ant and Ja, like, those are two of my favorite players in the league. And they play the style of basketball that, like, I enjoy. I always tell people I feel like the best version of basketball is like that bouncy ball handler in high school who's just dominating everybody, dunking, hitting threes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Those dudes still do some of that in the league. And so they're just the most fun to watch for me. So those two teams for sure out west. I think out east, I'm also curious about the Knicks. And I still enjoy watching Boston. Like, mm-hmm. they're still a fun team. I like seeing my curiosity with them is like, what is the evolution for JT? Like, is he going to add some more playmaking to what he does? Is he going to play the block more? Like, is he going to work post more? Like, how is he going to take the next step for what it is? I talked to him before the season and said it might be his revenge season after all this summer and everything that happened. And it seemed like it was approaching it. Like, his trainer, Drew Hanlon, has talked about it. Tatum himself has talked about being motivated. So, you know, I kind of watching teams that have guys that I like watching play. And that's a group right there for sure.
Have you watched Starting Five yet?
I saw a little bit of it. It's not a thing, but I saw a little bit of it early. I saw a couple episodes early.
I'm sorry. My bad. No disrespect. No disrespect. I forgot who I was talking to. My bad.
I haven't got all the way into it, but what they had tipped me off to going in was like, yo, if you love Ant, you're going to love this.
And so, oh, man.
I want to say, and I've seen people mention it, Ant had his moment with JT on there. Yeah. People forget he dropped 40 on him like a month later and sent them packing. So JT got his get back, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I got to really sit down, lock in with it, and really give it some time. I've been catching up on my shows, man. I've been catching up on my Chicago Fire. I like a lot of them, like procedurals.
My mom loves all the Chicagos. Like, she's tapped into all the
911, like all the little first responder shows. They get me. I don't know how, but I'm catching up on all them joints. SVU is back. Like,
You can't go wrong with that.
I've never seen none of those.
My goodness. Come on, man.
Yeah. SVU. You just turn. I'm going to turn on USA right now.
I mean, I've turned the TV on and seen SVU a million times, but I've never seen any of this. Chicago
pretty dope. It's pretty good.
I started it on a plane one day and got hooked. I was flying, like, I think I went to L.A. And I was like, man, I landed in L.A. It was like, yo, what app is that on? I got to keep watching.
That's one of the most dangerous things in the world to do start a show on a plane, because it's like you just need a microcosm of entertainment. And, man, that could hook you.
Yeah. And it got me. That's exactly what happened.
So I asked about Starting Five because I haven't seen it all. Dame's watched it all, but I'm going through it piece by piece. And Jason Tatum is one of my favorite players in basketball. I love JT. You brought up the Celtics and everything. And Dame, I think you kind of said this. You didn't really elaborate on it, but I kind of see it. Jason Tatum is a guy, it feels like, and he's a young guy too, but it feels like he's a guy who's really good at basketball, potentially the best. He knows he's really good. He knows he's potentially the best. And he thinks because of that, he's supposed to carry himself a certain way. And we like just want Jason. You don't have to cosplay being the best player in the world. Just be Jason Tatum. Not that he's being fake, but do you guys understand what I'm saying? Like, He's almost playing a role, it feels like.
Oh, yeah, that's 100% it.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying. And, like, you know, that's my guy. I rock with him. We talk pretty often. And, like, I was talking to some people in media over the summer, and this was the summer of Ant in a lot of ways, you know, and the summer of his kind of evolution and the season, really, with his sneakers and just his profile just raising all summer. And it was like, Ant has that, like, urban appeal that JT doesn't necessarily. And JT's from St. Louis, you know, like, he's from there too. Like, so it's like, but Ant projects it in a way that feels natural and and people gravitate towards. Whereas JT is more calm, collected dude, just a chill dude.
Right.
So it comes off as fake, I guess. But that really is just him. Like, he's just modest, chill guy. Like, literally, he's just a dad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In all the best ways possible. So I think on the court, you see a little bit more of that mm-hmm. kind of energy and that tension that he has. And he's letting guys know. I haven't seen the entire series to know, like, does that come out more? But I think, you know, he is that guy. Like, I don't think he's fake, but I get how he comes off that right. way. Like, oh, he's acting out the way he's supposed to be or whatever.
Right, every right, centerpiece right. of the show has like a story. Like, Domas is kind of the underdog, right? He's the guy, not even the underdog. He's the guy who just, he's really, really good and he doesn't get enough attention. Jimmy, he knows how good he is and he wants all of the attention. LeBron is the greatest to ever do it. Anthony Edwards might be next. Mm. And then there's Tatum, who's like, he's just a nice guy yeah. who's really, really good at basketball. Mm. And he's been put in this position where, you know, they're telling him he needs to do this and he's playing for this storied franchise and he has to be great. And he talks about his love of Kobe and that's made fun of and all of these different things where you just look at him and you go, this kid is just really great at what he does. He doesn't have the personality that Anthony Edwards has. He's not the greatest player of all time yet, like LeBron James is. He's not underappreciated like Domantas Sabonis is. And he's not as cocky as Jimmy Butler is. Mm-hmm. He's just a different guy, kind of all by himself. And thank God for this series because it made it so much better. The ending is him winning the title. Spoiler alert. The ending is him winning the title. It's like, man, this works.
He's you said it perfectly, Dan. He's nice and respectful at all times. Like, that's what JT seems like. Just very nice. And there's nothing wrong with that, but he's just nice and respectful at all times.
And that's really him. Mm-hmm. And that's really him. This is a dude, like, to share a few stories. Like, he's tapping in with me during the playoffs. Like, yo, you finna come out here? Like, let me know, blah, blah, blah. Like, that type of stuff. He's, you know, I'm watching the series. He's got all his friends from way back around him. He's making sure everybody's taken care of. And, like, look, you can make it like, oh, that's easy. Everybody does that. But that's underrated because everybody doesn't mm-hmm. do that. You know what I mean? He kept his family private. I know we see his son all the time. But everything else he got going on, he's keeping private. He's just a modest dude. He just so happened to be one of the best players in the world.
I think that was the first time I'd ever seen his dad. I don't think I'd ever seen Tatum's
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, and his pop is like a coach back in St. Louis. Yeah. Everybody knows him, and he's like, you know, he's still around. He's still coaching kids. So it's like, you know, he's keeping all that tucked. And the thing about Tatum is, you know, I always say the MVP is a narrative award. And, like, he's kind of running out of narratives that can even get him that. He already was 30 points a game, best team in the league. He's already, like, he plays both sides of the court. I told him at one point, look at all that you've done. You've been bumping with gods on the court since you got here. Rookie year, you going game seven with Bron, like, you're having moments. You've won your entire career. You've played on both sides. You continuously got better and still were like, ah, whatever. You know what I mean? So it's like, at some point, it's just not you. Like, you've done all the stuff and now you win the title and we still going, ah, whatever. And he led his team in points, rebounds, and assists in the finals. And for the entire playoff. So, like, all right, what more do you need at that point? So I get why he's just, like, off it at this point. Yeah.
If a memory serves, like, Bron embraced him after that series and was like, yeah, that's the man right there. Mm-hmm. That could have been his kiss of death. Because, you know,
and Kevin did it too after the last Olympics. Mm-hmm. Remember, Tatum was second in scoring off the bench mm-hmm. for the U.S. team in the 2020 Olympics, but happened in 21. And Kevin was like, yeah, this is him from here on out. Like, I'm passing the baton. Said it out loud. So, like, he's been embraced by them dudes. And, you know, I can say from our conversations, like, that's what he cares about most. Yeah. The media is whatever. Mm-hmm. The fans is – obviously cares about the fans in Boston. But the actual Hoopers have embraced him as, like, yeah, you're here, you know?
That's my dog,
I'd love LeBron. LeBron and KD's love more than Woody Pages.
That's my dog, Jason.
Hey, we appreciate you, bro, man. Thank you, as always.
Hey, man. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.